What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show here. Was back again. His first time he's been with us in a while. Coach Brett Reed, the Lehigh Mountain Hawks out of Patriot League, going to the big dance. You'll see them selected today at some point on CBS. Coach Reed, good to talk to you again. It's been a while. That's on me. I'm sorry about that. But let's enjoy the day for sure, man.
No, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you. I mean, it's an exciting time. It's March Madness. You know, we're getting ready to go dancing. But having the chance to visit with you and talk about Lehigh, talk about basketball, I mean, it's a great morning, without a doubt.
And, Coach, you know, with me working around Atlanta Hawks, CJ McCollum, a big Lehigh alum, he's been very much happy. I've been going back and forth with him because, you know, my alma mater, Tennessee State's in this tournament as well, so we've been going back and forth with him about that. So, and, you know, so what he's meant to your school, CJ McCollum. So I'm asking about him. I talk about him and what he's meant to Lehigh and making it to the NBA from Lehigh.
Well, CJ's story is an incredible story. He was a great player out of high school, and we saw tremendous value in bringing him in and being part of our program, and he just continued to get better year after year. He worked on his body. He continued to work on his skill, but he had an unbelievable confidence that was contagious for everybody else, and we knew that he could come in clutch situations and lead us, and he did that extraordinarily well. In fact, I was just texting with him this morning prior to getting on with you, not even putting it together about your show, but just the connection that I have with him, what he's been able to do professionally, even the way in which he's led in the NBA has been by being president of the Players Association. I know the Hawks are hot right now. He's just coming off a 30-point game last night. So couldn't be more proud of him, and I know he's really proud of Lehigh as well.
100%. Coach, this is your first time going to a tournament. One's assistant coach, three as a head coach, and for you, man, never gets old. So how does it feel this third time around as a head coach?
You know, it's special for me. You know, I really got a lot of positive feelings about our team. This is a team that developed throughout the course of the year. Our season was not without adversity. At one point, we were three deep injured in the forward position and just were trying to do makeshift lineups to see if we could push through. We ended up finding a pretty good stride and really accelerated as the year went on. But this team decided to do it with great chemistry, great unity, put away any sort of ideas of dissension and just trusted us as coaches and continue to move forward. You know, having been in the championship game four times in the last 10 years, but having lost those other ones, it was really important for me, for our guys to push through. But they played with tremendous confidence and conviction. They ended up pretty much having a dominant performance in the Patriot League championship game. And now it's on to the next thing. And I'm excited about the opportunity to continue to coach them.
Coach, let me ask you about this, Coach Reed. How much did you practice the guys the rest of the week? Because I know when you win early in the first week of conference tournament week, it's like you got some time off. So how do you kind of manage that so they don't get rusty, but also give them some rest as well, to not knowing where you're going with the Selection Sunday coming up here today? So how do you kind of manage all those things with all that rest that you have in between your next game?
Yeah, I want to put on both hats. One as a coach that wants to drive these guys towards performance, and another one is somebody who's really proud to walk in that journey with them. I wanted to give them an opportunity to bask and kind of marinate in winning a championship. It's going to be a lifelong experience, and it's going to be a lifelong memory, and something that I really wanted them to be able to kind of like soak in. So we took 2 days off to give them space, allow their bodies to adjust, allow them to kind of get more on a natural sleep cycle. Because after you win, the adrenaline is so high, it's hard to sleep. So we've actually resumed. A lot of it was like a non-contact day just to get our cardio up, work on our skills. We'll go into it a little bit more in earnest today, Sunday, prior to the selection show, and just start, you know, really refocusing on ourselves, developing and enhancing our competitive drive and getting us ready for that next opponent, even though we don't know who it is yet. It's going to be more about us today, but I think our guys have embraced this challenge. And they actually appreciate the opportunity to celebrate, but now they're hungry for more.
100%, Coach. And what does it say about the people around you, the support staff, your AD, the president, having an alignment around you to give you what you need to be successful, and knowing in a competitive conference that you're in where, you know, it's been tough for years there, man, with all the competition. So what about just having that right support, how administration will actually help you win off the court while you're coaching on the court?
Absolutely. You know, it starts with our coaching staff and their unity and their buy-in to the vision that I had for where we wanted to go and how we wanted to do things. You know, they echoed those messages. And when you have an echo of messaging, it makes a big difference. And then from an administrative standpoint, we have an athletic director that's relatively new to our school. His name's Jeremy Gibson. And he's coming in with a lot of ideas. He's somebody that understands the climate and culture of college athletics and is willing to embrace that. And because of that, I think our program can grow. It can be in a position where we can hopefully have the resources to be competitive year in and year out. But I'm really appreciative of him, his vision, his confidence in me, and the fact that he wants Lehigh basketball to be important, and he wants us to thrive. So having a chance to go on a national stage and play in the NCAA tournament is something that is really valuable. I know there's so much pride from President Helbley to everybody else in our cabinet and our upper administration that understands what a great institution Lehigh is, one of the absolute best in the entire country academically, and to be able to have a championship level basketball program to complement an unbelievable school is extraordinarily impressive, and things that you can't find at most institutions.
And Coach, by you going to national stage now and recruiting, Lehigh's going to be in top of mind now, because you're going to the tournament. Kids will see that. Kids may want to make a move to Lehigh and see what you accomplish. Want to be a part of a winning culture and a winning program. And to talk about how important that is to get that free marketing and free exposure for your university by going to the tournament.
Well, number one, the exposure here tells everybody, even outside of basketball players, just what a great school Lehigh is. You know, our acceptance rate is incredibly difficult because it's such an elite school, but we want the best in the entire country to come to Lehigh and be able to study in our academic programs and prepare for their future. You know, from a basketball standpoint, there's so much that we could talk about that's positive. Anytime you could go to a student athlete and a family and talk about a great school, but then you can also talk and show evidence of player development and people who have been able to accomplish their goals and dreams through basketball. An example, CJ McCollum, just coming to Lehigh and being able to play at such a high level, the highest level in the world, coming out of Lehigh is super impressive. And then there's a sustained drip of success and a culture that can produce championships. When you have that entire mix, it's something that can be really attractive to people. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to have led the program, and I'm excited to be able to continue to message to people just how special this place is, especially combined with the championship basketball experience.
And Coach, to give you another nugget, we're 9-0 with CCC that McCullum started now. We're 9-0 with him starting in our lineup. So that's good, great coaching by you, buddy.
Hey, that guy touches things and they turn out really well. because he's going to do it with incredible professionalism. He's going to lead the people around him, and he's a bucket and can just flat out play.
And coach, you talk about your culture, man. It's hard doing this climate of college basketball. 12 win seasons in your time as a head coach, and you know, in this business, we see a lot of guys getting relieved that there was a parting ways this time of year. But talk about just having that longevity and be able to sustain winning over 12 seasons, winning seasons over your time there, man, and just how this business is so fickle, but you'd be able to survive at Lehigh because of the great people around you.
Well, there's a couple of things that go into that. Number one, it's alignment. You know, I'm a good fit for the school, and the school's a good fit for me, and we can produce relatively consistent success. And that's really special because, you know, everybody takes pride. Everybody wants to win. Winning is not an easy thing, but fortunately, we've had a formula, and my leadership has been able to produce a relatively strong touch where we can constantly be in championship somewhat contention, especially when we don't have injuries. You know, there's sometimes things that are outside of your control. But for the most part, we've been able to do it and do it the right way, do it with integrity, do it together. I've had the opportunity, not only as a coach, but also as a father, to be able to do it at one place. I'm not saying my story is better or worse. It's just kind of different than most college coaches because I've been able to stay the majority of my career in one place. My children have grown up in one community. The community has been awesome, and I have incredible friendships, and we've got a great community support that has all kind of grown up off relationships, and I couldn't be more proud of that.
And coach, for those who don't watch Lehigh basketball the way I do, watch Petro League basketball like I do, talk about some of your key players this year who are really growing and develop, and they'll see when they watch you all play in this tournament.
Yeah, we've got some exciting players that I think everybody will learn about if they don't already know. One player in particular is Nasir Whitlock. Nasir was Mr. Basketball coming out of Minnesota, so he was a highly sought-after type of player, but he found a connection with our program. I'm actually from the same hometown as his father, and his godfather played for my dad, who was a college basketball coach in back in the all. He was a young man that wasn't interested in some kind of civil pro. He wanted to be all. He bought in and was coachable. And because of that, you know, he's continued to take major, major steps forward and has been a great, great player. Hank Alvey, last year, we didn't have any front court players that were available pretty much over 6'6 or 6'7. So he was thrown into the fire as a freshman and had to learn and had to grow. And it was trial by fire. But his commitment to develop his body, his commitment to grow his skills and everything has produced what is an outstanding all-league player. In fact, he had 30 points in our semifinal game. Just a tremendous player. And, you know, those are two really exciting guys. Joshua Ingram is the ultimate glue guy. And then we got a host of other guys that are very good and really provide a lot of support, but can also be combustible and go for big nights as well.
Hey, coach, on the court, you won six games in a row here through in the regular season through the Petro League tournament. What in your mind was the key factors to your run? You went on winning six straight right now as you head await your selection today. So what were you seeing for your team? Kind of what clicked for you guys? Let's little last run here for you.
Yeah, generally speaking, you know, under my leadership, our program has generally had like a crescendo where we've grown throughout the end of the year and we're playing our best basketball. This year is an example of what has been repeated multiple times. But the reality is, even before winning six in a row, we won a number of games in a row. And it comes, number one, from being healthy. I mean, if we've got a full complement of players, we're going to always be dangerous at Lehigh because we've just got that championship culture. The second thing is these guys, they really bought in. They decided to do it together. You know, at the start of the year, just because of the injuries that we had and having no forwards and having to try a variety of different makeshift lineups, we started 4-11. So for us to be where we're at now demonstrates the type of unity and the way in which these guys pulled together. They decided to do it the Lehigh way, the way in which, you know, our coaching staff kind of set the vision of. They bought into it. They trusted us. We've loved them every step of the way and appreciate them with unbelievable trust and confidence. And because of that, everything continued to try to come together where we're playing better and better basketball as the season progressed. And that's exactly where you want to be as a coach.
No doubt, especially in the 1B league, you want to peak at the right time and be on point, right there, ready to go. Coach, I'm asking this question. I'm really interested. I've heard different opinions from different coaches around the country in 1B leagues. Knowing that you may have to play a team a third time in a tournament, are there things you may hold back to use in a tournament game, or you just coach that day and go for it that day? So I just want to, because some coaches have different opinions about it, so I just want to give yours on it.
Yeah, it's always tricky when you play opponents and you play multiple times, like in our league. Everybody knows each other, and there's not a lot of secrets. It's about execution. It's about being together. Generally, teams that play the best towards the end of the year have the most interpersonal connectedness and enjoy being around each other. That's exactly what we had. So, I'm the type of guy that I've always got like a next idea, just the creative mind that I kind of have of what we can do, how we can improve. But I don't necessarily save anything, but I do try to look at, the overall picture of the season and try to build for growth towards the end. But once we start getting into Patriot League play, usually early on in like January, I'm trying to figure out the lineups. Maybe we play a few more guys. We try different things. We experiment a little bit more. But as we progress, even the second go around, we're trying to get locked in and just refine and enhance. And if that means doing something in the second league game, knowing that we might face somebody again, so be it. Let's just keep going and let's try to win.
I hear that with Coach Reed. It's good to catch up with you again. And I hope you get a great draw later today. And hopefully talking again real soon, man, after you maybe shock the world somewhere, man. Get you an upset win, man. So, coaches, I'm so happy for you. I'm happy for my guy here with the Hawks, C.J. McCollum. So, I'm happy that my school is going to the stands as well. So, we all happy here today, man.
Yeah, same here. You know, no matter who we face, we know it's going to be a dense. You're talking about the best that are out there in college basketball. But I've been part of it before, where anything can happen on any given night, just like the year we beat Duke in the 2012 NCAA tournament. You know, sometimes the nation gets captured with the idea of that small school, they can do magnificent things just because they believe in themselves. You know, those things are magical moments, but that's what is part of the beauty and the luster and the enjoyment of March Madness. And we're just happy to be part of it. And hopefully we can continue to survive, advance. And, I really believe in our guys, and I'm happy that we're on this journey together.
Sounds great, Coach. Coach, thank you for your time this morning. I look forward to talking to you down the road, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And go Hawks, go Lehigh Mountain Hawks as well.
Yes, sir.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.